You're with SBS Radio.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS, širom Avstralije in po svetu in hvala za vašo prijetno družbo. Minuli teden ste več slišali o novi parlamentarni skupini imenovana Parliamentary Friendship Group for Slovenia med pogovorom z gospo Nevenko Golds-Clark, častno konzulko Republike Slovenije za zvezno državo Queensland. Pred nekaj tedni sem posnel zanimiv pogovor z gospodom Andrewom Wallaceom, ki je poslanec za Fisher v Queenslandu v zveznem spodnem domu ali House of Representatives. Poslušajmo sedaj, kaj je nam povedal, še posebej, ker je on voditelj te nove skupine. Pred leti, ko smo se Slovenci v domovini in po svetu borili za našo prelepo samostojno Slovenijo, je v Kamberi nastala posebna parlamentarna skupina za Slovenijo in Hrvaško pod imenom Parliamentarians for Slovenia and Croatia. Sedaj pa z veseljem sporočam, da imamo v Zveznem parlamentu novo skupino parlamentarcev pod imenom Parliamentary Group for Slovenia. Več o tem nam bo sam povedal voditelj te skupine in zvezni poslanec za Fisher v zveznem spodnem domu, gospod Andrew Wallace. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome the Honourable Member for Fisher in the House of Representatives and leader of the new Parliamentary Group for Slovenia in the Federal Parliament, Mr. Andrew Wallace, to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Welcome, Andrew, and as the old Australian saying goes, g'day.
G'day, Lindsay. It's great to be with you and great to be with your listeners.
Andrew, firstly, how did this new Parliamentary Group for Slovenia come about?
Well, the Honorary Consul for Slovenia in Queensland, Nevenka Golds-Clark, who's a personal friend of mine, contacted me around about 18 months ago, so pretty shortly into my term as the member for Fisher. And she, obviously I knew that she was the Honorary Consul and she does great work in that role in Queensland. She introduced me to the Slovenian Ambassador to Australia, Helena Zorko.
Yes.
I hope I got that pronunciation right.
You did a good job, Helena Drnošek Zorko. So you did a great job there pronouncing her name, Andrew.
Thank you. So Helena and I and Nevenka met on the Sunshine Coast, and Helena asked me whether I would be willing to lead the Parliamentary Friendship Group for Slovenia, and I, of course, accepted immediately. And I then set about trying to muster up support amongst my parliamentary colleagues to form that group. And we got that support, and I'm very pleased to say that we had our first function at the ambassador's residence only a few weeks ago. And she was very gracious, and she's a wonderful asset to Slovenia and a wonderful representative.
Andrew, when was the first time you actually ever heard about our beloved Slovenia on the sunny side of the Alps, as the old saying goes?
Well, my connection with Slovenia has been through Nevenka Golds-Clark, which has been, I would say, spanning over around about 20 years. Nevenka is a wonderful, like your ambassador, a wonderful representative of Slovenia, and she's always promoting the terrific relationship that Australia and Slovenia have enjoyed. So you have a wonderful asset in Nevenka, and I'd say probably around about 18, 20 years ago.
What are the main aims of this new group, and who else is involved?
Well, my co-chair, whenever you have these parliamentary friendship groups, they're usually headed by a member of the government of the day, and in that case, that's me. And they also have a co-chair, in that case that's Graham Perrett, who's the member for Moreton. He's from the Australian Labor Party. And the whole idea of these friendship groups that we, across party political divides, encourage people, encourage parliamentarians to come together and form a group to foster better relations between, in this case, two countries. Now, we have many parliamentary friendship groups. Some are in relation to specific countries. Some are, might be the Parliamentary Friendship Group for soccer, for example. But there are many different parliamentary friendship groups. And the idea is to, in this case, foster better relationships between our two countries.
That means, Andrew, you do have a parliamentary friendship group for the Richmond Football Club, for example, don't you?
Well, if we do, I haven't heard of that one. I'm not aware of that one, but we do have a very, very many number of friendship groups, but it's important that, particularly with important relationships like Slovenia and Australia, that we have those formal arrangements. Now, there's about 5,556 Australians or Slovenians who are living in Australia, and around about almost 18,000 Australians who identify with Slovenian heritage. So whilst it's a small number of people, it's very important that we continue to foster that relationship and recognise that relationship. And, you know, we do that through things like I know that Slovenia at the moment is the chair of the United Nations the Human Rights Commission. So Australia and Slovenia are doing some great work together in that role, and it's important that allies work together in furtherance of those goals. So this is not just a feel-good type relationship. It's important that allies support one another. And, there are some terrific opportunities for both our countries in tourism. I know that tourism is a major industry in Slovenia, and obviously it's an important relationship, an industry here in Australia. But we've recently announced 200 work and holiday short-term holiday visas for Slovenians coming to Australia, and that's important because we want to encourage young Slovenians to come to Australia and see our lifestyle. And equally, we want to encourage Australians who are touring Europe to enjoy what you have and all you have to offer in Slovenia as well.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate Slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS. Trenutno se pogovarjam z zveznim poslancem za Fisha v Queenslandu, gospodom Andrewom Wallaceom, ki vodi novo parlamentarno skupino za Slovenijo. Dear listeners, I'm speaking to the Honourable Andrew Wallace, federal member for the seat of Fisher in sunny Queensland. It's pleasing, I'm sure I can speak on behalf of most, if not all listeners, that our little country, our beautiful little country in the heart of Europe, has helped unite to bring together federal politicians from both sides of the political divide. That's something that doesn't always happen, and the fact that Slovenia has enabled this here in Australia, 16,000 kilometres away, really is very pleasing.
Well, it is indeed, and we have your honorary consul in Queensland, Nevenka Gold-Clark, and your ambassador, Helena Zorkov, to thank for that. You know, if they hadn't approached me some 18 months ago, then this wouldn't have happened. So, absolutely. And it's important that both political sides, both Labor and Liberal National Party, that we do work together on a bipartisan approach to these important relationships with other countries.
It was pleasing that the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Julie Bishop, did visit Slovenia earlier this year.
Yes. Julie Bishop visited in February of this year. It was the first bilateral visit of an Australian foreign minister to Slovenia, and that's very important to recognise. Minister Bishop's visit was warmly welcomed and appreciated by her Slovenian hosts. She had various meetings with your foreign minister and your agricultural minister, and she also met with Australian businesses and the academic community. So, I know that Julie was very happy to attend and visit your country, and I know that Julie is very supportive of this parliamentary friendship group as well.
Andrew, thank you so much once again for speaking with us today. We look forward to perhaps chatting with you sometime again soon, perhaps as an update, see what the Parliamentary Group for Slovenia is up to and any news that might be available. And once again, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. All the very best with your future endeavours, not only with the Parliamentary Group for Slovenia, but with all the valuable work that you do for your constituents on the beautiful Sunshine Coast and elsewhere. And wishing you all the very best once again.
Thank you very much, Lady, and have a great day.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.